82-year-old Richard Reinhardt is a lifelong Wrangellite.
I was born and raised here, and I had no reason to leave Wrangell because I love small towns and have family all over. But the only time I left Wrangell was in 1944 of August.
That's when he served in the Army before coming back to Alaska in 1947 to begin his new civilian life as a fisherman. Like most Kalinkas during the territorial days, Reinhardt depended on fishing to support his family.
As a family man, I went fishing. I went out with my brother trolling, and I gillnetted with a friend of mine. And then later on, my brother Al, he was a gillnetter up in Bristol Bay. And when 1952 or 53... he took me and started me in Bristol Bay as a young man fishing up in the bay.
At the time, native and local fishermen struggled to make a living due to fish traps. Not only did fish traps take salmon away from the fishermen, but jobs as well. Reinhardt says when Alaska was granted statehood in 1959, it marked the end of all fish traps.
The fish traps used to catch all kinds of salmon, you know, and that made less for the fish, for the natives and the other fishermen, too, to go out and get their own food. Because the traps just took away the bulk of it for even the fishermen, you know, they all had their own boats, like seine boats and gill netters, just like everybody else. But when you had a fish trap that fished steadily, you know, the fish going up and down the shore and not getting to the creeks to respawn again, well, that was one of the big things that I can remember of statehood that did right.
Lawrence Behovic says he also remembers the fish traps hindering the Alaska fisheries.
We used to go around and look at these traps, and they had thousands and thousands of fish in them. And the poor old seiners, fishermen, were getting very few. So we were definitely for statehood.
Behovic, who is also Tlingit, and his wife Sylvia are longtime residents of Wrangell. He has been fishing in southeast Alaska for 60 years. He says many of the natives at the time were for Alaska becoming a state.
They really believed that statehood would help them, because most of the families depended on fishing. Fishing, at one time, there was three or four canneries here and 40 or 50 seiners. So at least all of the natives depended on fishing. That carried them through the winter.
He says the natives also benefited from statehood outside of fishing.
They've established medical centers now in all of the big towns, Anchorage, Ketchikan, and Juneau, and there'll be more coming. So it really helped the natives when it became a state. And, of course, it helped all of the natives because we got more roads, we got more money for public works, so that we thought that it was a good idea.
Not everyone was sold on the idea of statehood. Reinhardt says some people wondered if the Southeast would be left out of the mix after Alaska became a state.
Then at that time, too, there wasn't no big oil wells and stuff up north, and Southeastern had most wealth from the fishing and the timber. And at that time, they figured, well, when they have the oil wells and their stuff up in the interior, like Anchorage and Fairbanks, and them places, they don't think nothing about Southeast. So we figured, well, the state's big enough, why don't we just cut it in half and take Southeastern and make one part of it there, and the other half could go to the other part of the state. But it didn't happen that way. It was just talk.
He says those who originally thought Alaska as a state was a bad idea changed their minds after finding out the benefits they would receive from the federal government. Benefits that Sylvia Behovic says Alaska was missing out on as a territory.
When the people in Eisenhower's time got all these millions of dollars to build these highways, because we were a territory, we were ignored except for the taxes. We had to pay the taxes. So when we became a state, at least we got some of that money that was appropriated to all the states. We were a state, so we got some of it.
Alaska will start off 2009 with a bang. New Year's Day on the 1st, then the state's birthday on the 3rd. As for Lawrence Behovic, he'll be celebrating a huge birthday of his own. A day after the state turns 50, Behovic will be 92. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.